This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Ray.
This is Jax.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach Jackson Beam Podcast.
Sound really chipper. That's weird.
Joy 94.9.
I haven't know if you've seen my beautiful new sunnies.
I have seen you in beautiful new sunnies, yeah.
They're borderline obnoxious, but I feel amazing. Turtle shell, big ones.
You look like a star. Oh. Don't talk to me.
I'm climbing the ladder of stardom.
Starting with your eyesight first.
Yeah. Oh, it's hard because they're prescription, so I got to get inside, take them off, put my other glasses on. It's a thing. But when I was getting them done, they're like, do you want, you know, anti-scratch or whatever? And they're going, do you want them polarized?
Oh.
And I said, probably a brilliant joke at the time. But then I'm just like, isn't that just when you're on a boat and you want to see into the water to see fish? Like, I've been told that polarized lenses aren't the best. And she was just like, what are you talking about? You get them polarized, whatever. I'm like, okay. And then it's got this weird coating thing that when I look at the tram stop as a PT girl, I can't see it properly. It has like a weird, you know, when you can't see your screen properly, if your phone or your iPad or what have you. It has this weird shadow on it, or this reflection, or this rainbow weird, like it's got all... Oh, it's so strange.
Is it the polarized...
Yeah, it's the lenses.
Polarized lenses. Oh.
It looks like the screen is black.
But how many fish are you looking for on trams?
Well, that's the weird thing, Dean. I don't know.
It's a strange sales pitch.
I can't see
polarized lenses, and you can see fish in the ocean.
I don't think I'm explaining that right.
When you go fishing.
if you know what polarized lenses are, text in Joy 0427 Joy 949. Why did I say Joy beforehand and during and after?
Joy.
Just constantly text Joy. Someone will help you. And I was having a bit of a whinge, as I do, about my beautiful sunglasses. I have polarized lenses. But as a tram-going lady, as a tram ham, when I look at the screens, like the things that do the polarizing thing make it not good to see.
But why do you need polarized lenses? I do not understand.
I thought it's if you're going fishing. I don't know. But
if you're a polar bear, do polar bears wear polarized lenses?
I think they're very polarized.
They're very polarizing, these issues.
I think so. But we asked.
Put the call out.
0427 Joy 949. We had some answers.
Uh-huh.
Someone says if you get the glasses from a certain glasses place, you can exchange them within 30 days if you're not happy, because that's what Daryl at Williamstown has done. And I didn't get it from the place he said. I got it from another place.
The other place, yeah.
But I love them. I didn't realise. It had this weird green tint and I can't actually see the screen.
Yes.
Then we have another person. Sparky has said.
Hey, Sparky.
A screen is polarised, so when you use polarised lenses in your glasses, it looks that light. Polarised lenses are good at blocking out reflected light, such as reflected off a car roof. I don't drive, Sparky.
Look, he's trying.
No, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sparky.
And I appreciate you listening in, and I love you. And then someone else has said, polarisation cuts out the sun glare. Excellent. So when sunlight reflects off an object, it creates glare. Polarisation will cut out the glare. You can focus more clearly. Thank you. Peace of mind. Everything becomes sharper, more precise, and colours are brighter. The colours are, everything's a bit sepia. It looks nice.
Oh, okay.
Can I get a selfie? And they go on to say, extremely beneficial when you are driving fishing. There you go. You said there's no fish. Here's a fish. One fish, two fish. Shut up, Dean.
I think you're fishing for compliments.
I think I am.
Any fishing you do.
With a very big hook. And your vision is distorted due to glare. Yeah, my vision is
distorted for other reasons.
Yeah. Due to other reasons. And then Tim from Clifton Hill. Hello. That's near me.
Hey,
and
Tim. Oh, yes. Yeah. This one. Because we've just been changed to Robbie. Mm. Robbie and Dave are getting married on real married on the weekend.
Real married. For reals.
Yeah, because love wins.
And so...
Tim from Clifton Hill has said, can we please have a shout-out? Yes, we can, because he's asked so nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Can we please have a shout-out and a congratulations to Tony and Fong, who are getting married tonight at the Australian Native Flower Garden at Royal Park.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
This is Tim's first same-sex wedding as a guest.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Well done,
gentlemen.
Good luck, Tony and Fong, for your life together.
I hope you're wearing polarised sunglasses.
Maybe. One thing about this weather, Jax, is that the light's a little bit brighter.
You need...
polarised lenses. But also, what happened the other day, can I tell you?
Please.
I left the house. I checked, you know, when I leave the house, I sort of check myself in the mirror.
Oh, yes.
To make sure I'm looking sort of neat and tidy.
Yeah, you do a little
and
check.
And presentable for the world.
You're like, you know? Oh, I look cute.
I look okay. I look passable. You know, I'll survive. And so this one day I left. I thought, oh, yeah, I look okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out and I went to work. And we went out for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to this restaurant where we don't normally go. It's like a work thing.
Nice place.
It was a nice place.
Lobster sort of restaurant, is that what we're talking about? Big lobster meeting?
No, not a lobster meeting. No.
All right.
A bit more tame than that. No, it was a nice place. But it was one of those places with lots of natural light.
Yes.
And I had to go to the bathroom, so I went to the bathroom at one point.
Oh.
And I was in this lovely bathroom, very light-filled bathroom,
mm-hmm.
mirror in the bathroom.
As you do.
Thought, check myself out. I have to go back to the table, make sure I'm still looking neat and tidy.
And
in the light of day, in a different mirror to the one that I use at home, is this really long hair coming out of my ear.
Oh, no.
This really long, that hair...
Where did it pop up? Did not just grow that morning. Mm.
I don't think. I think that hair, that long hair growing out of my ear, had been there for a couple of days. My mirror has been lying to me.
I honestly think sometimes they just sprout out.
Has this happened to you? Where you like you've gone and looked at a different mirror?
As a 32-year-old Mediterranean woman, I'll often have to have a little bit of a tweeze in and around my lips. Not in my lips. That sounds weird.
Ooh.
And the other day, I think we were at radio. I went to the bathroom. Natural light.
Yes.
And I just had, I reckon, a 1 centimetre whisker out my chin.
A whisker?
I had a whisker.
Oh.
All the wisdom of the world.
Do you get hairy ears or is that a boy thing? I don't get hairy ears.
I get hairy nipples.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so do I. That's
once I thought thing. I had an eyelash and I'm like, oh, that's annoying. And then, oh, no, that's a permanent fixture.
That's growing. It's just taking up root.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wax is expensive. What do you want waxed? Everything.
Everything.
Mm.
But there's so embarrassing when you see this long hair growing out of your ear. It's like, I reckon it's been there for like a week. They just hadn't, you know, didn't grow overnight like Jack and the Beanstalk.
Sometimes it does, but they do pop out quickly.
Oh, are we getting old, Jax? Are we getting old?
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, there's 20 years between us, but yes.
There is not. You rude bugger. Hey, this is Leanne Rhimes. How do I live without you, Jax? How do I live very easily? Thank you very much. You're on Joy.
Dance
on. All summer long.
Joy 94.9.
Hey. I got a, on social media, and of course we're on social media. You can check us out at Rach Jackson Dean on Facebook and Rach Jackson Dean on Instagram
Insta?
And Rach Jackson Dean on Twitter.
Yeah, we don't tweet as much.
Don't tweet as much.
We're definitely on the Insta.
And there's a photo of us wearing our polarised lenses.
Yeah.
On Insta and
which
on
I think
Facebook.
Was very clever of us.
It's very meta.
Mm.
It's very meta. And for those who have been listening for the last 2.5 hours, you'll know what we're talking about.
Yes. If you're not, welcome.
Welcome. But speaking of Facebook, I got a friend request the other day from a name that I did not recognise.
Oh.
So this wasn't like somebody I just met. It wasn't somebody that is an old friend of mine. It's not somebody I went to school with all those years ago.
No.
It was an older lady. Oh. She had a lovely smiley face in this photo.
Barking up the wrong tree.
Well, this is it. But I had no idea who she was. Until my mother texted me to say, oh, look, if you get a friend request from this person, it's one of my friends.
Why?
And I'm thinking, but why?
That is hilariously infuriating.
It's weird.
But
why would
why?
One of my mother's friends who's not met me want to be my friend?
And what is she going to look at your page and... Yeah, I just don't get... I think older people who haven't... Like, I've had the Facebook since I think I was 21.
Uh-huh.
So a good it's 10 years or so.
Two years.
Stop it. And, you know, you sort of know how to use it or whatever.
Yeah.
But they're just introduced to it. They're like, oh, I want to see what's... But I'm quite private on mine. Like, I don't post... I try and just post jokes, whatever. But I'm just like, no, you don't get to see what I'm doing. It's not a normal conversation that I'd... Like, this is not the language I use to talk to family. So
yeah.
I don't have family on Facebook. I'm my brother and my sister.
Yeah.
But my mum, recently I deleted her. She wasn't happy. But I'm like, if you want to talk to me and ask me something and I want to tell you what's going on, I'm going to ring you or message you. It's just not the... It's a weird place that's private and personal, but...
But at least with your mum, you've actually got a relationship with her. You know who she is.
Yes.
With this lady, who I'm sure is a lovely lady. I don't know her.
What does she want from
me? What does she want from me?
And why? I just want to see what my friend's son's doing.
On the other side of Australia, because they're in Perth. So it's not like we're ever going to meet.
Yeah, not like you're posting photos. Like, I understand, like, people who have kids
like
or
kids.
Dogs.
Photos of the kids, yeah.
Yeah, oh, look at the kids, look at the kids. But it's just like, what are you doing?
Photos of me at Pride March? I don't know, she wants to see that.
Photos of you at Chaser's Lounge, having a boogie.
Oh, going to see Drake, getting my photo taken with Jinx Monsoon.
Yeah,
thank you very much. That was cool. I don't think she'd appreciate it, though.
I think it's, and would your mum understand?
Would my mum understand?
Yeah, if you go, no, thank you, mum. Thanks for the sentiment, but...
I don't think she would. I think she thinks it's like having a pen pal.
No. It's weird. Maybe she's an over-poster.
My mum? Oh, she loves to post.
Or that she loves to tag you and stuff.
Oh, she's an oversharer. She loves to post, my mum.
Oh, look at Dean when he was 14.
She does do that. You know. You've seen those posts.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.